This is Growing Cotton. The best thing you can put on your crop is your shadow. Your need to be in the field won't change, and the Cotton Research and Promotion Program was put into place to make sure you get the most from every minute you're out there. That's why the Cotton Board and Cotton Incorporated work alongside growers to spur innovation, fund research, and foster sustainability so generations of farming families can walk the same turn rows for years to come. Forever Cotton. Visit cottonboard.org/forevercotton. Brad Rippey, meteorologist, USDA.
As we move to the south and take a look at the cotton harvest, it's been a struggle in the southeast with all the tropical weather, but we finally did get a mostly open week for the southeast, so we saw some nice harvest numbers for the crop there, and things remain favorable for harvest further west across the Great Plains, the Southwest, and California. For the week ending November 8th, the cotton harvest nationally 61% complete. 5-year average is 57%. Last year, we were at 59%. Texas, the number one production state where it's been drier, has seen very rapid harvest progress. 62% of the cotton harvested there, far ahead of the 5-year average of 46%. But the overall national number is being pulled back by some of the delayed harvest in the southeast. However, with the open weather returning, we did see at least 15% of the cotton harvested just during the last week in several southeastern states, including Alabama, Missouri, and the Carolinas. In fact, Missouri led the nation with 31% of its cotton harvested just in the last week to reach 63% overall. But that number is well behind the 5-year average of 84%. So again, a very slow harvest, parts of the Delta, the southeast, but certainly picking up and improving in the last week.
Learn more online, igrowcotton.com.